Alberto Encomienda worked for 10 years as the Secretary General of the Maritimes and Ocean Affairs Center of the Philippine Foreign Affairs Department. The unilateral launched case was filed during his time in office. He still thinks the nature of the dispute between China and the Philippines concerns territory, which is not subject to the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea.
The arbitration is not about sovereignty. I think that is an artificially recourse by the Philippines to insist on first sovereign rights and not sovereignty. But will it really solve anything? I don't think so.
Encomienda suggests dialogues based on the declaration on the code of conduct on the South China Sea is still the best option on the table. The former Aquino government had claimed that it had tried everything to seek a solution through negotiations with China, but all in vain. However, Encomienda says the truth was not like that.
If you look at the timeline, January 2013, we filed the arbitration. And my view as a lawyer and exposed to international law, it's just not possible to have a good research, a good deliberation before a decision to file the arbitration.
Encomienda also refused accusations against China's construction projects in the South China Sea, which countries like the United States and the Philippines have blamed for militarizing the region. He admits the Philippines was indeed the first to build such facilities in the sea area. Encomienda also blames the U.S. frequent show of muscle by sending aircraft carriers to the South China Sea. He says what the U.S. has done does no good to the regional stability, while its view on international law reflects a hegemonic mindset.
That law, is especially for big powers, never comes. It's good if it is on their side. They can compel the weaker states to follow the law, but when the law is against them, they change the rules.
Stapleton Rye was the U.S. ambassador to China back in the early 1990s. He also suggests talk is better than court in dealing with issues regarding territorial disputes.
We do not believe that the tribunal will take a position on issues of sovereignty or defining the sea limits, which have to be done through bilateral negotiations rather than by an international tribunal independently functioning. So I think that we will pay a lot of attention to the ruling by the international court. But our view is that we want temperatures to be lowered.
Wu Shisun with the National Institute of South China Sea Studies said the two sides should bear in mind a big picture and seek a joint development while putting aside disputes.
It's not realistic to resolve it in a short span of time. The only solution is peaceful negotiations between the concerned parties, which has been proved effective in settling complicated demarcation issues. Before that, both sides should join hands to develop the area to build up mutual trust.
China has insisted the Hague-based tribunal has no say in the South China Sea dispute. Instead, it advocates direct talks that involve nobody else. The Chinese government says its suggestion is in line with a series of bilateral agreements and the DOC. All of the documents stipulate the two sides resolve any dispute between themselves through bilateral negotiations. For CRI, this is Liu Mohan.